This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Rachel with you. Well, let's talk about Rick Moranis and Bill Pullman. They're going to return for a special Spaceball 2.
Oh, Dark Helmet. That was Rick Moranis.
I thought. Oh, no. Okay. Paxton and Pullman. I got swept into that again. One of them's dead.
Bill Paxton is.
Yeah. It would be the one that's not going to be in the new movie.
Well, here's a tentative title. It might be called The Schwartz Awakens. And it's coming out.
I'm not
two
available.
Years from now in 2027.
God, that's a good little twist.
Well, it's Duhigg going to be involved? That's what you Southerners say. They don't remember the names.
Dude, Mel Brooks is still with
him. That's it.
He'll be back as Yogurt, presumably.
He could be in it. Obviously, you got to have a new barf.
So I like. Oh yeah, Candy's not available. Mm-hmm. I like spoofy movies. Like. Nobody did them past the 90s worth of crap. Like, the spoofy movies just turned into this stupid, dumb crap.
Well, I still like 33 and a third, and I think that was...
That's it. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of where... Even Leslie Nielsen stuff after that, that same kind of formula, just it didn't marinate or anything with the audience.
I'll tell you, Scary Movie 2's got more staying power than people thought it would because of all, you know, Chris Elliott in his hand. Yeah. Which, that's another Mandela effect, maybe. He never says, take my strong hand.
Bull crap.
Yeah, there's something about it. Like, he doesn't say that. Just like, you know, Val Kilmer doesn't say Huckleberry. People are saying he says Huckleberry. What is that?
Huckleberry?
That's what people are saying he said.
Bull crap.
He got it right. I heard he couldn't get the line right.
Yeah, like he...
I've not even heard that.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one. He doesn't say, I'll be your Huckleberry.
Life changed after COVID. Not only... Everything did. Our history, everything. Listen, it's a Google war, folks. I'm sitting here. I am Matt Harris. I'm sitting here right now watching the blonde type away. She's typing away, trying to remember this. She just typed in the word vagina hair by accident. Fat boy is over here. Oddly enough, not on a graphic website this time. It looks to be Wikipedia.
He doesn't need to. He's getting it sent to his phone.
Oh, is he?
Thank you. Continue on, ladies.
See, it's like back and forth. At least he didn't use any other characters from that book. But maybe he does say Huckleberry. But I've heard people say he says Huckleberry.
Huckleberry. Yeah, I'd never heard that.
Is that even a word? Let me look that up.
I know that wait a minute.
Oh,
is that right?
Okay. Now, this says, if you trust this.
I don't.
Huckleberry is not a real word or term from that time period.
I'd never have heard. Wait,
so he wouldn't have used it.
Huckleberry.
Hucklebearer.
Hucklebearer?
Yeah. They're saying Huckleberry is not a real word or
I don't remember him saying Huckleberry. It's Huckleberry. I'll be your Huckleberry.
It's like.
Like the hound.
Well, that's what the argument was. People were saying he doesn't say Huckleberry, that he was saying Huckleberry.
Yeah, no. No, they're thinking of Paul Bear, Undertaker's old man.
God, that's funny you mentioned that, because that's what the next thing is. Paul Bear comes up.
That's what it was about, being the Paul Bear.
What was the other one?
Luke, I'm your father?
No, that was like, that's a famous one. What was the one I said before that? God dang it. What were we talking about?
Now, Uncle Bear is one. You said two in a row.
I know. Dang it.
I mean, 12 in a row.
I had to come to me at some point. Yeah, it'll pop. Probably when I'm going down the road.
Party man, text in.
Hell no.
Hey, well, if anybody does, it's old PMD.
Paige is still looking for her answer. She went to Yahoo and asked Jeeves, though.
Asked Jeeves.
No, I'm trying to see the whole thing about the tombstone.
Hey, whoa. I'm not laughing. I went to Google earlier, and I accidentally went to Ogle Water Park in Gatlinburg. All right, kiss off. That was funny. I mean, that's like, if okay, you've been there, it's fun.
Now, people are texting about it. This is always a big ball of contention.
You know me with Mandela Effect stuff. I never knew that. I never heard that one. Never knew that. Yeah, that's right, too.
Yeah. God dang it. Somebody texted him. What was the other one? Nutty? What was it? I know you listen to everything we say.
Huckleberry? Huckleberry? Yeah, I don't know.
The other Mandela thing we're talking about.
Like, this is where I wish there was, like, meta glasses for the brain when you could just reverse it real quick and just say, like, what was that? What was that I just saw? What was that?
I'll never remember, yeah. But that's cool. I have a GED, yeah. So I expect.
So you're right. He said Huckleberry, not Huckle Bearer.
Huckle Bearer.
Easy for you to say.
Huckle.
Huckle
Bearer.
Huckle Bearer.
Well, it was something about Spaceballs.
Swartz. May the Swartz be with you.
All right, it's going to slowly come back to me because we said barf.
Something about John Candy.
No more barf.
No more barf. Rick Moranis.
It's not how he says last name.
Mel Brooks. Well, no, I was thinking about what Mel I said. Brooks. What do you want for Christmas? And you said Moranis. But Mel I was Brooks. Talking about Rick.
Maybe something Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks. It's 92, you said.
Oh.
Was that it?
No. I can't finish the show until I figure out what it is.
Hey, well, I'll give you till 9:51.
Oh. Dang it. Well, don't let me ruin your good time. Don't let me make your
well,
good time
go. Well, if it does, I'll call Rob.
Yeah, if a good time goes bad.
Yeah. It wasn't Bill Pullman and Paxton. That wasn't it.
Oh, we moved past that.
We talked about that.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, that's everybody wrong. Else is in a daze, too, because people are sitting there. I'm literally listening right now. I have no idea what you said. I don't know that that's good, though, is it?
Uh-uh.
No?
What was the show about today, guys?
No, that's what it sounded like.
Yeah, I think we move on. I have no clue. I mean, I need you to, like, take a deep breath and just move on.
I'm kind of. I gave her a couple.
I know. I was talking to Paige.
Hey, what are you doing?
Yeah, he was.
I was just waiting for you.
He threw it in.
All right. Well.
He's like the weather guy trying to send it back to the anchor. You're not paying attention.
Oh, hey. Back to you. It's gonna rain.
All right. Well, Olivia Munn has been receiving death threats since she said she doesn't like Ms. Rachel's videos for kids, and Ms. Rachel issued a statement yesterday asking haters to stop.
So, who is Ms. Rachel?
Well, she does this advice thing. Huh. She replied with she says the problem between them didn't matter, and she was focusing on her energy on advocating for the children suffering in Gaza.
Okay. I found out what if somebody texted in. We're talking about the strong hand. Scary movie too.
If you gave a damn about your neighbors and your own people as much as you gave a damn about everybody else, the world would be a better place. And I'm saying that to people in Iran. I'm saying that to people in Norris, South Carolina.
Shout out Margaret's.
Everybody.
I was about to mention her earlier, Olivia Munn. She had the double mastectomy. And they reconstructed hers.
Really?
And she was kind of self-conscious about it. But she's on the
but
show.
But don't you hate that for women? Like, I hate that for women.
But hers look good. She's on the show with John Hammer. She's naked a lot. Look really good.
Oh, yeah. For real?
Yeah.
I know somebody who's going to start tattooing nipples as a career to help people that haven't.
That guy's right here. He's got his thumb up.
Yeah, there's a lot you can do now, ladies. See, there's life after mastectomy. Was it a good thing?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, like the urethra and everything, mm-hmm. And you could pick the size.
To have your normal.
What size would you pick?
Me a? Yeah. An A.
Wait a minute.
The letter A, like a scarlet one.
Yeah, I'd go from a.
Do they size nipples that way? Like if you just
like
a fitted cap? I'm a 7 5/8.
I cut my boobs off and just have an A. It'd be easier.
You know, women got to be better with that. Cutting off boobs, getting their boobs mashed. I don't like the
terminology. I'm a dinosaur drop kick you, just like Gunnar. Because, like, you just completely did not answer the question.
I think it has to be proportionate to your body, and that's pretty
much. So you get big ones like the football nipples?
Yeah.
Yes.
Could you get designs like kaleidoscopes, maybe like a star fort?
Whatever you want. You can just have stars instead of nipples.
Would you have a ring around it like Saturn?
Hey, says stars, no Barca.
What say?
Would you have a ring around it like Saturn? Like, can we pick the nipple?
You can do whatever you want. It's your body, your choice, your nipple.
Oh, okay.
But ask your parents' permission.
No, your parents have, I mean, you can sign off for that.
The Strong Hand, Scary Movie 2. He never says, take my strong hand. And everybody says that. I've said it.
But you said, you're talking about Chris Elliott again.
Yeah.
He said, okay, that is what it is.
He says, take my little hand.
Bull crap.
That's what people are quoting it.
That was a time in life where men especially survived by quoting movies. I mean, like, from old school to Step Brothers, like, that's how we talked.
Even the stuff of
and more room for activities.
It's misquoted. Like, we can't even think or remember things.
Tomorrow, Saturday, Monday, we're going to tell you that in Mrs. Doubtfire, she said, oh, yes, instead of, oh, no. He said, oh, yes.
P1 Nutty says C-cup nipples are the best. That's
okay.
What you should get.
I'll go for that.
What's
Thank
the
you,
C
Nutty.
Stand for? Paige, over to you.
Okay. Father's Day is upon you. Are you ready?
Yeah, I don't like where it is this year.
On a Sunday, it always is.
On this date, it's a no payday weekend. Plus, there's like other stuff going on. There's not been a big buildup like there has been in the past. I don't like it.
Well, you know. Well, yeah.
It's just out of nowhere,
dude. I can tell you why I feel that way, but it's not. This is not the format to do it. But yeah, I felt that too.
There's various other things going on in the country.
Not just that. Not that at all. Actually, I'm just thinking like. Okay, fine, I'll say it. My kid just gave birth the other day. She's probably not had time to go get me a gift.
That's what it is.
So I'm not expecting too much.
I didn't know if you're going to say it took a back seat to protest and then Pride Month, then Father's Day.
Hell no. It's Father's Day first. No.
Then the other
I'm
stuff.
Putting Flag Day first.
Well, yeah, you got to have that.
Flag Day's tomorrow. And by God, if somebody tells you I ain't getting started on that. Like, there's time and place for things, people. But if you go, you've already been told, do not try. They've got 11 miles of fencing for the Flag Day celebration.
Jesus.
And they're like, 11 miles of perimeter fencing. Don't even try. We're just telling you, don't try. That's something that you do not overstep on.
So,
and you know some activist or whatever is going to go try to burn one, and they're going to get brutalized, and then woe is me. What, tough crap, you were warned.
Do you remember when was it the anti-abortion rally maybe a year or two ago when a lady got thrown on the ground by the cops?
Oh, God.
Like, they'll put hands on you if they have to. Just
well,
don't burn anything.
Resist arrest.
I don't know what she was doing. She might have got a little too verbal, but the cop grabbed her and threw her down.
What is that? That was
Downtown here.
Oh, here?
Yeah. Mm. It was something abortion related. I'm pretty sure it was.
Yeah.
Might have been after the Supreme Court.
I thought you were talking about the Stephanie Tanner one.
Oh, that no. Was, that, they slung her across the road real good.
Across the road real hard.
Gosh.
Well, get more women to be cops. It'd be equal. I'm kidding. What's up, Espresso?
Calzone.
Calzone.
Officer Calzone.
Damn it.
A good-looking cop with a great name.
Officer Espresso.
Espresso.
Because she reminds me of that girl who sings that song.
I'll never forget. I'm like, your name's not Calzone. Then she showed me her shirt. It had it right there on it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I know. I thought it was like just, you know, like you call your Italian friend a name like that.
I've also had a Calzone on my shirt before.
So. I know a guy from another school. His last name was Rizzoli, and not from the famous restaurant. But we would call him Ravioli.
Of course.
I know.
Because he was Italian.
They had a video of Bocelli singing in Portofino. I was like, the restaurant? When's it going to be there?
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. These are real Facebook comments from our Facebook page when we asked you.
Oh, what is that?
To stop touching your microphone. What is that sound?
You hear that?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
It's some kind of reverb feedback from something.
Oh, no.
Let's hope you can't hear it on the...
Let's look at the comments and see. We are live video streaming this. See if there's echo. I just did that on purpose.
Let's see. We should be good there. Let's check a little comment here.
Was something on your computer? Did it make a noise, Patrick?
No. Mm-mm. Coach Johnson, Jeffrey, what's up? Jethro, Looper.
If you've just now tuned into the show, look at the camera. But if you've been listening all morning, thumbs up. What you're about to hear is real. These are real Facebook comments from our Facebook
really?
Page where we asked you if we should retire this bit. The only thing that has been changed is the names slightly.
Slightly.
Slightly changed. So.
But you'll know who you are.
You'll know who you are.
Yeah.
Not only by your words, but by the fun ways that we came up with your names.
You know who you is.
It's, who you is.
It's the inception of Radio Bits. We're actually like, it'd be like you were watching Dateline. mm-hmm. and Chris Hansen came to your door.
I'd be excited. Yeah.
Do you have condoms?
Do you have any condoms?
Would you like to bend over?
Why, yes.
All right.
Is you or is you ain't?
My baby. All right. Here we
Let's
go.
Do this.
Boys and girl.
Boys and girl.
Last time.
Turn it on.
Until July.
Yeah.
We're doing it once a month now. And also when special guests are available, as you will maybe hear in 1 second. All right, I'm going to fly through these because there's a lot, but I do want to give the mention. Here we go. Playing the role of the narrator is Paige. Playing the role of Dustin Day Jowell is Fatboy. Playing the role of Wendy, I look like a fatter version of Roseanne Barr with blonde hair, Smith, is Matt Man.
Oh, Jesus.
What a name.
It's pretty specific.
For real.
Playing the role of Russian Larry is Paige. Playing the role of Sue King Peters is Fatboy. Yeah. Playing the role of attorney Bob Myario is Matt Man.
Oh, man.
Playing the role of Smile McDaniel is Paige. Playing the role of burner account Jane is Fatboy. Playing the role of Elizabeth Ray Vaughn is Matt Man.
All-time clap.
Playing the role all-time clap. Playing the role of Amanda White Harley is Paige. Playing the role of Senior Johnson Jr. is Fatboy.
Whoa. Hang
on. There's a lot. There's a lot.
Well, just look at the profile picture. It'll make sense.
Oh,
Senior Junior Johnson, Fatboy. Playing the role of Queen Joe Green is Matt Man. Playing the role of, it goes back and forth. And lastly, oh, here we go. Playing the role of Patty Emilison Burnett is, I can't go through all these. It'll take too long.
Yeah, it was.
All right, here we go.
Just go drive yourself nuts.
I know, it was. It was. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And action.
The Rise Guys post a poll entitled, Should We Retire Facebook Fussin'?
Hey there. My name is Dustin Day Jowell. I say yes.
Sup, y'all. My name is Wendy. I look like a fatter Roseanne Barr with blonde hair Smith. And no, do not stop it. But do stop Matt Man from talking too much. Not only does no one care about your animals or any of this family stuff you're always rambling on about.
My name is Russian Larry. Hello, my name is Russian Larry. I say only do it when Jeremy Clements is available to help.
Hey, y'all. My name is Sue King Peters. And hell no. Cancel Truth and Consequences instead. I hate when y'all let people ruin their lives for a laugh.
Hey, folks. My name is attorney Bob Myario, and you blinkers got to let me know when Jug is going to come on the show so I can join in the shenanigans, too. Blink Court.
Yo, yo, yo. My name is Smile McDaniel. I think y'all should ditch celebrity birthdays. That mess is definitely a waste of time.
Hi. My name is Burner Account Jane. And honestly, none of you are funny, but if I had to pick the least funny, it's definitely Paige.
Hey, hey, my name's Elizabeth Ray Vaughn, and you better not get rid of it. You better keep it, because I love the voices, but please, like, bring back War of the Roses.
Howdy do, my name is Amanda White Harley. Maybe just do it less, like once a month. Weekly's a lot.
Hi, my name is Senior Johnson Jr. And I say it's like a good lover. After a while, it's still okay, but not as good as the first time, so do it monthly. I also think and agree with others. Bring back War of the Roses.
Seriously, Senior Johnson Jr.? You know that, like, all those phone calls are, like, fake. Like, they're, none of those things are, like, real at all, right? You realize that, right?
Yeah, right.
No, I'm serious. Like, you pay attention to them, like to all the voices. You'll hear it all the time. You'll hear like the same people. It's all fake. Like, I think what they do is they get these actors, and what they do is, you know, sometimes they'll change their voices or things like that. You know, like that woman, Edith, she's one of them. That guy, Looper, he's another one. They've been on there for a TNC together before.
Hey, hey, hey. My name is Dennis Gilmore. I need to talk.
You said it right, Dennis.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you said it phonetically right. It's supposed to rhyme with penis.
Oh, okay.
I need to do you a favor Thursday. Been widowed 2 years. It's
Funny, faithful. Need a date. Can y'all help me out? Online dating is a cesspool.
Sup, fools. My name is Patty. Emilison Burnett. No! It's the best day of the week.
What's up, guys? My name is Reese Todd. Try something different. I mean, like, I'm not going to lie. You guys have gotten kind of boring lately.
Hello, dears. My name is Grandma Showers. You stop Facebook fussing, and I'll stop listening. Too much stuff is changing in this world already.
Hey, y'all. This is Nikita Jerkoff. And I agree with Grandma Showers. You stop Facebook fussing, and we rot.
We rot.
Howdy. My name is Steffi Heineken, and I say, hell no. No, that's what I look forward to. It gets me through the week.
Yo, my name is Teeth Paris. Who cares about this poll? Figure out why your podcast keeps playing the same episodes over and over and getting them anew. What? Getting them new.
Says calling them new.
Yeah, calling them new. I'm sorry. Calling them new.
Like, literally, that was the last line of the thing.
Sorry.
You want to take it like a take two?
Yeah. Okay, sorry. Yo.
I didn't say action yet.
Yeah,
you gotta listen. Okay, yeah. Get back in character.
Rolling. Action.
Yo, my name is Teeth Paris. Who cares about this poll? Figure out why your podcast keeps playing the same episodes over and over and calling them new.
And that's a wrap.
Teeth Paris. Wow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com.
and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sorry.
This is the Rise Guys.
Just laugh my ass off every morning. I mean, it's just so funny.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Live from CallRob.com studios. Hey, folks. Here in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say hello, famous people. And, you know, Kyle McDaniel loves this segment. It's time to say happy birthday. Or...
oh, suck it.
I meant smile, McDaniel. Pardon.
Smile. We got a lot. Plus, we got Saturday birthdays, too. So, let's get right into it. What theme song is it?
Jody Sweetin.
It is not Jody Sweetin.
Candace Cameron. Nope. Uncle Joey.
Nope.
Uncle Jesse.
Nope.
DJ Michelle Tanner.
It is Michelle Tanner.
God, I was about to go for the Gibbler.
Kimmy Gibbler. Michelle Tanners.
Tanners.
Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Oh, okay. I can tell you this.
I prefer Elizabeth Olsen, to be honest with you.
Of course
she's
you do.
She's very hot.
Four. And this is 20. It's either Lordy Lordy, either 40 or 39. I'll go half credit on either.
I'll say 40.
Lordy Lordy, look who's 39 is the right answer.
All right. Ah.
For the Olsen twins.
I remember they
God, that's
turned 18 in 04.
That is
Don't ask how I remember. Just a fun thing.
This song is called Party Hard.
Andrew W.K.
It is Andrew W.K., but it's not his birthday. It's his wife's birthday.
Oh, she's pretty.
That's an understatement.
Who is she?
Kat Dennings.
Yes, she is.
Man. He gets to squeeze on those suckers at night whenever he wants to. That's what it means when you're married. You can do whatever you want.
But you need to, like...
I'm kidding, women.
Well, he probably, you know, says... He's tired of them by now. I don't know.
He might be. I mean, look.
She's funny, though. Like, that's the thing. If you can find a... I'm speaking as a heterosexual man. If you find a woman who's very, you know, attractive, hot, whatever, and she's funny...
She's great on shows. Like,
ain't nothing
Two Broke Girls is a fun show.
Oh, yeah.
She's got one now with Tim Allen.
Wow, man. Why are you waving like that?
I was saying, gosh, I am...
He said it's hot in...
It's odd.
I was like, you know how like a metal singer would put his hand out like, ugh. Like I was doing it on both sides.
Like you're flopping your arms.
I'm hot. I'm waving.
I'm
waving.
What the hell's going on? Scotch is a barking seal now. Not the singer, but the
I have a great complexion.
Actual animal.
How old is Seal Page? No, Andrew W.K.'s wife, Kat Dennings. Kat Dennings, I will say, is... I'm going to say also 40. Why not?
Sounds good.
She's also 39 years old today, Kat.
Oh, yeah. That's right. The other one was not 40. So technically I was right, but not.
Well, do you know this music? Nerds know it.
It's from a movie.
It's from a bunch of movies. And shows.
Initials give it away?
It's a theme song.
God, I see Kyle McDaniel in his cubicle or his car right now rolling his eyes. He hates this bit.
He's probably rolling a blunt. Well, you'll know it by now. This is the Marvel theme music. It is Captain America's birthday. Oh. Not our engineer, who I haven't seen in a couple weeks. A.K.A. what is he doing? Not answering my email, evidently, about toner.
You are talking about Christopher Evans.
Yep, Chris Evans' birthday.
Yeah. You know, it's a 2-day celebration of me, or anniversary rather, finding out we have more than one engineer. That was enlightening. And, that's why he said is email the engineering department and not him specifically.
Yeah.
So who from that world?
Oh, Chris Evans, Captain
Chris
America.
Evans, yes.
Yeah.
43 for Richard Petty.
44.
Paige nailed it. 44 years old for Chris Evans.
Nailed it.
She loves Captain America.
He's not Captain America, though, anymore.
Not anymore. Right? It's Anthony Mackie is now.
He's got a nice bod.
And then Mr. Marvel is Miss Marvel now.
Captain Marvel?
Yeah. Well, it's that very attractive... I can never remember her name either. But that's most people now.
I've not seen the Thunderbolts, so I don't know how they tie into the whole thing. That's the latest Marvel movie.
Thunderbolt?
Thunderbolts.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like a group of four or five characters.
Boy, they got to like they make stables out of all of them now. Like used to, it's just Fantastic Four and the freaking.
You got your Midnight Express, your Rock and Roll Express, your Heavenly Bodies, your Four Horsemen,
Legion of Dumb.
This guy's a former guest of the show. Very nice guy.
Steve-O.
It is Steve-O's birthday. Stephen Glover.
Besides Johnny Knoxville, it's the only one we've ever talked to.
Yeah, dude, it's my birthday, dude.
Although we've worked for a jackass for many years. I didn't say which one. It's okay.
That's the, first
the other one thinks that I'm talking about the other one, so we're fine.
That's fine.
Steve-O.
You're so naughty.
Steve-O is 54.
Sounds good. 54.
Steve-O's 51 years old today.
I shouldn't copy you. That's bad.
Man, there were so many women that went to see Steve-O when he was here. I mean, like, he signed one girl. I know her ass.
No way.
And I got to see her ass in a picture. I was like, that's
anybody
cool.
Ever ask you to sign anything?
Get him to sign your big jugs. Oh, yeah, we used to sign. They signed a baby. Matt signed a baby. I signed boobs before.
That was weird.
I signed boobs the size of babies.
I've signed
thought you were
going to
tell the motorcycle story.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot about the gas
tank. The guy said, it's a black, it wasn't even a Sharpie, it was a paint marker. He's like, I want you to sign my motorcycle. I assumed he meant like the freaking gas tank, you know, like that's the motorcycle. It turns out he wanted the windshield sign, so I screwed up his bike.
You did.
I know. Man. Well, you didn't tell me where to sign it.
I got to paint over it now, buddy.
That's the sweet spot right there. That's where my crotch goes. Don't do that.
The other mad person I saw about a motorcycle is when he won it in the reverse drawing and he couldn't pay the taxes.
Oh, no.
He won a truckload of summer fun. That guy did.
Yeah, he did.
This is, ooh.
Blue Planet Tour. I let somebody borrow the Blue album and never got it back.
Yeah. Weezer, is it Rivers Cuomo?
It is Rivers' birthday.
50. Dude, I wouldn't be surprised if he's 60 years old.
58.
Rivers is 55. Does he say I have ass wiped? Pretty sure that's what he says. Looked at it.
I think he said rewipe.
He might be just kidding. Another week.
Just kidding.
Let's do
Arizona.
I'll play this for her because this is how I like to remember her on the NBA on NBC and occasionally inside stuff.
Joanna Tesh.
Nope, she's on the ESPN right now. Hannah Storm.
Oh man, I liked her too.
She was good. I forgot she did Hard News for a little bit.
64. I bet it's older than that now that I think
65.
About it. 65. I was in high school.
Bump down one. Go down one.
63?
63 years old for Hannah Storm. I think it's Dan Hicks' wife, right?
Is she related to Lance?
God, she would hope not, right? Great worker, but just nothing on the stick.
Tim Allen.
It is Tim Allen's birthday. Buzz Lightyear. To your mama's house.
And
beyond. Also the Santa Claus.
Also, a lot of cocaine back in the 70s and 80s.
Tons.
Big fan.
A lot of people did it then.
Yeah. Don't spoil your book for me, Paige. I want to read it.
Yeah.
I will say Tim Allen is 67.
Sounds good.
72 years old for Tim Allen.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. I wonder if he...
You ready?
Stayed in California.
Nailed it.
You got it.
You've been practicing.
I tell you what, if I was in a haunted house and that noise, like the ghost was talking, like
I'd piss myself.
You'd do that.
Like it sounds like the ghost of Scooby Doo.
Or someone's throwing out. Kinda.
Or maybe Velma's in there going to town on Fred. Something like that.
You are naughty.
You're.
I'm playing this because this gentleman was in Rob Zombie's Halloween as the Donald Pleasance character. He was Dr. Loomis.
Give me the initials.
M.M.
Not Michael Mann.
No.
Mannheim Mean Molar.
Michael Myers.
Shoot.
Mannheim Molar.
Is it Max Meyer from
Malcolm
the Raiders?
McDowell.
Malcolm McDowell. Yeah, he was at the Comic-Con.
Yep.
I don't sure enunciate was. Well. For those reading the podcast transcript, it's going to say when he was at Shaka Khan later.
Shaka Khan. Now that's stuck.
Shaka Khan.
77.
Shaka Khan.
72.
82 years old for Malcolm McDowell.
Oh, poo.
Now we're on to Saturday birthdays.
I have not one yet.
You might get this one. The 45th and 47th president.
Man, I don't know if I know what he is now or what he's about to be. Or
sometimes I cry like it's my birthday.
I'll go half credit. It's 73 or 74. I want to go all in on 74.
Okay. 76.
Donald J. Trump Saturday will be 79 years old. Oh. 70 freaking nine. I remember hearing that on the news the other night.
Nerd. Wow.
You know what? That's a big birthday, but to me, that's not even the biggest one Saturday.
I don't know if I...
Oh, it's the biggest one Saturday.
Well, ooh. She's the fact that...
That sexy sex symbol, Hillary Clinton?
Well, the fact, no, not that one.
No place like home.
The fact that she's still with us.
Jack A. Harry.
No.
Dude, Marla Gibbs still
it
with
is
us?
Marla Gibbs.
All right.
I would have said Hal Williams first. Or Regina King.
Did we ever have Marla Gibbs?
No, I would have loved to.
I would have loved it. That's something to achieve.
I wouldn't Lawrence tell her about the fan fiction that I wrote about her getting in bed with Weezy and George.
Oh, Lord.
And you know who's filming?
Who? That boy?
Helen Willis.
Oh,
but Mr. Bentley was pushing.
Oh, Lord.
Maybe Archie Bunker should have filmed it. They had a crossover, right?
Yeah, well, somewhat. I'm going to go 91.
92.
Marla Gibbs Saturday. Not related to Joe, by the way. Be 94 years old.
What?
I can't find a recent
Happy
picture
birthday.
Of her. But 94. Black don't crack. I bet she still looks the same as she did on 227.
She's funny as hell, too. She's good.
Real good. I love that show, man.
You know what it taught me as a kid? To talk back to your boss.
Did yes.
You do like it well.
Florence, go get the door. I ain't expecting nobody. I loved it. Well, Florence, I'd love to have a bologna sandwich. Won't you go make one then? I loved it.
Did Sherman Helmsley always walk that way? Because I watched Amen. He kind of walked like that too.
Maybe he did. Swagger. You know, he walked a different road many of us didn't know about till he was gone. he walked the road that's less traveled most places, but heavily traveled in Los Angeles.
Looked highly upon this month, for sure.
Would have loved it. And you know who told the world that? It was Red Fox. It was allegedly drunk or on something at a Vegas casino and just started telling everybody that Sherman Helmsley liked men. And it was almost like the way Cat Williams was predicting what was going to happen with Diddy. And then, it's not just fodder, it's real.
Who knows? Also said, you want five of these where you sneeze. So.
He also called him a big dummy, which was really rude. But then, you know, someone stood up in the audience. I don't remember her name. She called him a fish-eyed fool.
Did you think she was a man, like growing up, LaWanda Page? Careful, sucker.
No.
She kind of had a man look to her.
I mean, she was real tall. But you know what's crazy about her? She was a pinup girl, like a...
What?
Yes. Aunt Esther used to be what did they call it? It'd be like a speakeasy, but she'd be up there like slowly...
Burlesque.
Oh.
She was a burlesque dancer, dude. And she had... This is weird to say, and I can't believe I'm saying it in 2025, but she had a nice set of legs on her. I mean, Aunt Esther. And that's the only woman I call aunt.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Oh, yeah, I'm seeing the pictures now.
It's crazy, right? They made her up to look... I mean, she wasn't... It's not the one you say, she had a real pretty face. Especially when she turned her head sideways, like...
See, she looks like when she's Aunt Esther. Aunt, excuse me. She looks like Big Dummy without the mustache. I thought that was DeMond.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, wouldn't you love to hear a podcast with her and Mama from Mama's Family? That'd be fun.
Oh, Thelma.
Both in character.
Thelma Harper.
Folks, I'd like to say this. It's Friday, and that's fun. I'll tell you, next Friday will be the better Friday for me.
Really will be.
Various reasons.
Yeah. It's when you get recircumcised.
It's coming up on the anniversary. You know what's crazy? It's like, well, what do you do with the extra? I wear it as a ring.
Well, I was going to ask if we can put it in the show museum right beside the Sprout and Paige's Bra.
We had to build an extra wing for the museum for Paige's Bra.
Yeah, too.
Make a fun joke about Fat Boy now.
No.
Tell me I got big underwear. That don't mean... See, that's not a compliment.
No, I could say your weenie's so tiny nobody can find it.
You know what,
you
though?
Tweezers.
And it could
that
be like...
That would hurt your feelings.
It could be a foot long and she'd still say it was little. I know how you work. Send me a message. Tell me how bad you want to
like,
service me.
If Paige was around in the 20s, she would have drove like one of those cars like Daddy Warbucks had. Where it's like, I don't know, was that a Duesenberg or a Rolls Royce where it's like real long front on it?
It'd be Model T's if she was in it.
Your nether region is so large they can't even measure it.
Hell yeah.
You got through it without laughing.
I jumped in the air and it got stuck.
Your mama. I'm just kidding. I shouldn't say that on Father's Day weekend. Happy Father's Day to all the men out there. God bless America and wash your hands. Thank you. I did it out of order.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You stupid bitch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.